Good afternoon. Welcome to a tape recorded festival forum. In cooperation with the University of Illinois 4th Annual Festival of Contemporary Arts, WILL presents every Monday a forum dealing with the festival exhibits. Today's forum is entitled Contemporary American Painting, Reactions at Home and Abroad. Participating in this forum are Natalie Toman, assistant in the French department, Helmut Reischer, graduate in the architecture department, and Richard Flanders Smith, assistant in the art department. And this is your moderator, Lee Chesney, speaking. To begin with, perhaps we should really consider ourselves as, in relation to this topic, reactions at home and abroad, as representative of reactions abroad, because you are, in effect, the foreign representative of such reactions. Perhaps the title itself is not too immodest. Now, all of you have seen the show, I suppose, possibly as many times as I have. What were your initial reactions? What was the initial experience as you contacted the paintings for the first time? Perhaps that would be a good place to begin.
Well, I think if you want to judge or to get to any opinion about this exhibition, you should try to differentiate, make a difference between the exhibition by itself and the paintings which are presented there. Because there are some items in, for instance, hanging the pictures, arranging the pictures, and so on, which are very disturbing, especially to the layman, I suppose. And on the other hand, the content of the exhibition is a rather interesting one, and some of the paintings are, I would say, almost outstanding, and I was very surprised to see it right here in the middle of the continent, where no art center or anything like that is known to be.
In other words, the difference between the exhibit, the content of the exhibit, that is, and the presentation of the content should, in your opinion, be completely separate, and we should discuss them differently.
Yes, I think so.
Well, let's for the moment take this topic which has been introduced in the presentation. What was your reaction to the presentation, Natalie?
I don't think I will agree. I was rather interested in the way the paintings were presented. Maybe the more abstract things coming close to very obvious painting may hurt a layman, as you said, but after all, this represents all kinds of schools, of modern schools, and it was interesting to see how they were put together.
Well, I suspect that perhaps Helmut had reference in this instance to the way the paintings were placed together, that is, the screens on which they were
Yes, that's
and
right.
The relations of the screens in color to the colors of the paintings and the proximity of one painting to another in reference to its surrounding area and neighbor painting. Is that what you
yes,
had in
mind? Yes, that's exactly what I had in mind.
See, in other words, you thought it interfered really with seeing each work because of the
that's
way
right.
each one
yes.
was presented.
See, when I saw it first, this exhibition, I was so confused that I didn't get anything out of it. And after a few days passed by, and I saw it for a second time and a third time, and then I realized that there were some wonderful paintings, but you could hardly notice them because they were hung in such an odd and strange way that it was the most natural thing to hold.
Well, I suppose the lighting always, lighting of the painting is always hard and can give a completely different opinion. I think I'm right that I noticed that one or two paintings had been moved to a different location when I went the second or third time. And the impression, maybe there you're right, the impression was already different.
It seems to me that we have here, I think, a physical problem of the amount of space that's actually available for hanging the pictures. And if we cut down on the number of pictures, perhaps a more fortuitous arrangement of the actual pictures in the space allowable could be affected. But on the other hand, the exhibition in itself wouldn't be as comprehensive or as a large and a complete picture of American contemporary painting as you get by having, I believe it's almost 140 paintings, which is quite a large number. Do you think that perhaps hanging the pictures of certain characters or concepts together might make it more understandable? That is, hanging the non-objective pictures in one group and hanging the more realistic pictures together.
No, I wouldn't say that. I think some of the paintings, no matter whether they are realistic or surrealistic or contemporary or old-fashioned or something like that, no matter what they are, some of them deserve a better place. And some of them don't. Some of them shouldn't have a place there.
It seems that perhaps it's a case of organization, then, insofar as it's not so much that all of a kind should be presented together, as you feel, but rather that each one should be presented so that at a particular time it's seen, it is the center of attention, and nothing else is vying with it, and that it is possible for a spectator coming to the gallery to take these things in sequence, and thus have a separate experience with each painting or with each series of paintings, but not be sort of slapped in the face with a cold fish by a number of things, each vying for attention equally at the same time.
I think in seeing the exhibition, there is a certain sense of frustration or nervousness, perhaps, when you're immediately exposed to all these paintings of different types. And I think that something that contributes to this, above and beyond the way they're hung, is the fact that it seems to me almost essential that almost for every painting a different attitude has to be assumed on the part of the observer. Whereas, let's say, in 19th century painting, you could have one common attitude that would be relevant to a whole exhibition in total. Whereas here, it seems to me, it's necessary to sort of reorient yourself in front of this type of picture and that type of picture, or else you won't get the appropriate response.
I think that's quite right. How do you feel about it?
Well,
I think there's something to that. It certainly is necessary to disengage oneself from a particular painting and all of the feeling and thinking about it before embarking on this new experience in this painting, so that frame by frame, actually, there should be some period of space for orientation allowed. Do you think that's necessary?
I don't see how some individuals, some spectators in this exhibition, which haven't any professional or artistic training or education, could possibly discover by himself where the real value in several and specific pictures lie, because they are arranged in a way. It reminded me in the way you find the automobiles on a big parking place. I mean, there are big ones and different colors and different makes and years, and if you could afford to spend, let's say, 1 or 2 days merely for seeing this exhibition, you probably would have a very good impression and you probably learn something. But you can, on the other hand, you cannot expect anybody to spend so much time. And so I really doubt whether there is a educational value or anything like that in arranging pictures in an exhibition in that very strange way.
Well, I don't know. There's certain answer to your remark that quite a few lectures have been given about the exhibition, and the people who are really interested and who will get something out of it, I think, have been to those lectures. Those lectures have been given on campus in other buildings or at the exhibition itself. And they should be illuminating enough to bring out the more important artists and more important works.
Provided that you have time to attend the lecture.
But if you have time to go to the exhibition, you usually will find time to go to it.
Well, it seems to me what you're saying is that probably modern art is confusing enough picture by picture without adding to the confusion in the way that the pictures are hung together. Is that what you think?
Yeah, I think that's a very good definition.
Except that you can say also that modern art reflects modern life and its confusion too.
Well, I have been very impressed talking about original reactions or to the exhibition. I have been impressed with the large numbers of people who are here to see the exhibition. I think that the aspect of the show as a whole which impresses me is the fact that here is an example for people here in the university and in the communities here, and I've seen quite a few people from Chicago and outlying towns, to see original works of art in the flesh, so to speak, whereas perhaps their experience outside this exhibition has simply been a few reproductions in magazines such as Life and so on.
And visitors of all age, children who come alone, are very amazing to see. Something you don't see at home as often, I think.
Yes, that's quite true. Of course, today there were two busloads of students who were more or less supervised in their tour by the instructors who brought them, but the numbers of children who are there individually, separately, without being guided there by any one particular person or by a teacher of any sort, I think is rather unusual. Certainly there must be a very open-armed reception to the exhibition as a whole. As a matter of fact, the attendance this far has far outstripped the best year previous to this time. Of course, last year there were certain circumstances which were not conducive to high attendance, but even in previous years, there was no one year in which the attendance at this point could rival the one we have this year. Now, do you think that the content of the exhibition, that is, leaving the presentation of it for a moment, do you think the content of the pictures themselves the content is any different? I don't know if any of you were any of you here last year or the year before and are familiar with the other exhibition?
I wasn't.
Well, if you were here, Natalie, then do you have any comparison to make on this show with the one before? That is, the content, I should assume, is probably very little different from any contemporary art show that you've seen in the past 3, 4, 5, 6 years at least.
Well, the exhibition that was here 2 years ago really gave an impression of being so dejected, so upsetting. You were crushed by the things you saw. This time it's a contrary, a feeling of brightness, of joy. Which certainly must come not quite from the artist, but from the paintings that the organizers were able to obtain. But it's rather peculiar to have a general feeling of that kind from an exhibition.
Well, that's interesting, because that's precisely the same comment that I've heard for years. In fact, the shows from the time of the end of the war, say 1946, for example, on any number of panel discussions, any number of private conversations, there was always this feeling that the paintings reflected a pessimism and a morbid state of mind. And this year, I haven't heard that particular comment mentioned once. Occasionally, someone might say that there is a certain continuance of the fragmentary and of the more or less chaotic aspect. But even that is in almost a tone of resignation on the part of the individual who no longer feels that that's really a just criticism, but that there's a certain splash and a vigorousness that perhaps we haven't seen in the past 2 or 3 years or so.
Well, I don't want to interject an unhappy note on this, what seems to me to be an optimistic general viewpoint to the exhibition, but couldn't this be explained by the fact that in the immediate aftermath of the last World War, that a certain pessimism was still carried over and expressed in the artist's work, and that in perhaps the last year or 2 years, a certain optimistic viewpoint, certain hopes and a joyousness perhaps have taken the place. But it seems to me that with the conditions as they are, that it would not be too surprising to find a return to the more pessimistic outlook.